This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Confession, I am not in a fantasy sports league, but if you are, listen up. Today we kick off a new series about sports and technology. We're calling it Gaming the System, and we'll be talking Olympics, World Cup, and yes, Sunday's big football game. But first, let's talk about how some people are using numbers and data tracking to try and change a major U.S. sport. Not baseball. Basketball. Take a listen to this. It's Philadelphia 76ers coach Brett Brown talking about the game and about his stat-loving boss, 76ers general manager Sam Hinkie.
It became clear as you did more homework on the hiring of Sam and the analytics that he brings to the table. It's one of the big parts and changes of the NBA. How do you use statistics and information?
Or how do you use high-speed video cameras and tracking devices? Tonight, Philly plays the Minnesota Timberwolves. My next guest, Tom Sonnergren, will surely be watching, even if he's disappointed by the outcome. If you read Tom's blogging at Hoop 76, you know the 76ers are far from on fire this season, but they might be playing the long game. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Ben.
The 76ers in Philly, they're a client of Catapult Technology. Tell me what Catapult Technology is.
What they do is outfit players with GPS units.
Where do they wear these things?
Yeah, they're basically the size of like an Apple Core, and you wear them under your jersey. What the team can then do is get a baseline measure of how the player's optimal performance is during a practice, and then, you know, make comparisons over the course of the season.
Tell me how technology like this could help teams look at the bigger picture of big data and how to win.
In basketball especially, I mean, it's really about having good athletes. So if you can figure out a way to make significant jumps in the physical fitness level of your players, you're at an enormous advantage. And the Sixers, to a certain extent, are already seeing it. I mean, they're being outscored in every period they're playing, with the exception of the fourth period. It seems like they have fresher legs for a longer period than other teams do.
Tell me about Sport VU and how that's different.
Just before this season, the NBA struck a deal where they put these cameras in all 29 of the league's arenas. The camera takes like 25 shots every second, and it tracks all the players, it tracks the ball, it tracks the officials.
Why is it so useful?
Well, what it gives you is a look at what were previously immeasurable aspects of the game. Like, here's kind of an example. You know, for a long time, we didn't really know what to make of defense. And this actually allows us to track that. You know, if somebody's standing in the sight line, you know, at the offensive player's sight line, we actually know now that that's, you know, really useful.
Tell me how some of these technologies might change the nature and dynamics of the game maybe 5 years from now.
Well, they already are. I mean, one of the lessons from this is a team should be shooting much more three-pointers than they are, and we're seeing the rate of three-point shots per game increase pretty dramatically. I mean, the Sixers increased their three-point shooting by like 30%. But I think one of the more interesting dynamics is what role a coach plays when the stats are having, you know, more and more to say about which players he should play, when he should play them, how he should deploy them.
Yeah, he might have been the master artist beforehand, and now he needs to be a...
He's just coloring within the lines, basically.
Tom Sonnergren is a contributor to the Hoop 76 blog. That's at ESPN.com. Tom, thank you very much.
It was a pleasure.